prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hey, everybody. I am not Pastor Butch Paul. Butch is away. I know he's doing well. Talked to him the other day. And I am sitting in for him tonight, and I've been looking forward to this all day, as I told our guests. It's always an honor and a privilege that I have to be able to occasionally come and host the show for my friend. And my name, I'm Kevin Gallagher, and I am the owner and founder of the Truth Be Told Radio Network, and I do a show there, and also I'm known for doing a show called Time Out with Kevin Gallagher that you can see here in the greater New England area and also on YouTube. You can go to timeoutyoutube.com. That's timeoutyoutube.com, and you can watch about 24 years worth of programming there. It's there's a lot there, and you can check it out. Again, that's timeoutyoutube.com. My radio network is Truth Be Told Radio Network, and we carry Butch's show and a bunch of shows that are heard on GS Radio as well. Hi, Todd. Thank you for all the help. We appreciate it. And you can hear Butch's show on there, and we broadcast right at our website, which is truthbetoldnetwork.org. You can listen to us over the Android app, which you can download for free over MyTuner. Again, you can download that for free. If you have a Wi-Fi radio, you can listen to it on your Wi-Fi radio. Look under Internet-only broadcasters. Over TuneIn Radio, we broadcast, and you can check us out that way. We also broadcast over what I call the Big Three smart speaker devices. That's going to be the Amazon Alexa Echo, the Google Home devices, the speaker, and also the Apple HomePod speakers. And that goes out to over 3 billion devices worldwide. It's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it. But if you have a Echo device, for example, enable the skill, this call, and just say, Alexa, enable Truth Be Told Radio Network. And then after that, all you have to do is, if you want to listen to Butch or our network, just say, Alexa, play Truth Be Told Radio Network, and guess what? It'll be playing. So if your usual way of listening to Butch is not there, you have an option, and you can listen to it that way. And we have two call-to-listen numbers, which is 719-718-1679, 605-562-0849. Hey, folks, we got a great show for you. I know Butch isn't here. I'm sitting in. I am from Connecticut. Like I said, my name is Kevin Gallagher, and we have a fantastic show. And I know you can't believe it, but Butch, a Southern guy, he has a Connecticut Yankee hosting his show. So don't tell Butch, okay? Don't tell Butch, because, oh, he might be upset. But, folks, what I can tell you is we have Mel Novak here. You can hear him giggling in the background. Mel, I've gotten to know over the last month or two, the last two, 3 months maybe, and met up with him through friend of mine, Shannon Davis, who runs Omega Man Radio, and I know you've done probably 150-something shows with him, but Mel also does a show on our network. He does a show Wednesday nights at 7. His show is called Stick with Jesus. Now, you understand the significance of the name of that show when you understand, or if you recognize the name Mel Novak. Mel is the guy, the actor that played the assassin Stick in the Bruce Lee film Game of Death. And so when I had talked to Shannon and said, hey, do you know of anybody that would make an interesting guest for the radio show, the TV show? He said, I got just the guy, Mel Novak. And I went, hey, wait a minute. Isn't that Stick? And why, yes, it is. And then I found out what I'm going to tell you, which just blew me away. Okay. For the past, I think it is 38 years, Mel Novak has faithfully ministered on the streets of LA in the chapel services at the Union Rescue Mission, the Fred Jordan Mission, the LA Mission, the Long Beach Rescue Mission. Mel has ministered at prisons for like 36, 37 years, in various penitentiaries from places like San Quentin, Pelican Bay in California, prisons in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Florida, Alabama, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, and Oregon. He's done over 9,700 services, over 187,000. I think you told me an even bigger number, Mel, when I talked to you recently. I think closer to 300,000 souls have been saved through Mel's ministries. I've been a born-again Christian, ordained pastor for many years, and I just, when I heard that, it just blew me away. And I have Mel Novak here with us tonight, and we're going to talk with Mel. And you also were very good friends with Steve McQueen, and yes, you led Steve McQueen to Christ. And I thought tonight that might be a good starting off point to talk about Steve McQueen, talk about your background. And let's start there, and we'll go out from there.
Yeah, well, first of all, always giving God the honor, worship, and glory. And every soul I led to the Lord, the Holy Spirit drew them.
Yes.
In John 6:44. I've done well over between 10,000 and 11,000 services.
Wow.
And in his strength. I mean, Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord, power of his might, because I certainly didn't have it. And there were times I was dragging into those penitentiaries. There's always a draining spirit in there, all mm-hmm. the negative stuff. But, you know, it was a calling. I mean, God called me, and thank God I heeded that calling, because we're all called to serve, Matthew 20:28, Mark 10:45. And I had met Steve McQueen at Pat Johnson's house. Pat Johnson's a martial artist who gave him martial arts lessons. And Steve took a liking to me because he had spent time in juvenile. And he knew what I did. He knew I wasn't just Hollywood.
Right.
He wasn't too keen on Hollywood. He was a rebel there. And when he got that cancer, I mean, it was, he had a cough that gave you chills.
Mm-hmm.
And I led him in a salvation prayer. And Billy Graham, again, I guess before Steve got promoted and went home with the Lord, Billy Graham down in Mexico, he rededicated his life. But the bottom line is, you know, he repented, because it has to be repentance.
Yes.
And I used to talk to him on the phone and give him scriptures, and I always back up my word with the verse of scripture. And then at one time he said, you sound like my pastor. I says, well, we read the same book, Steve. he got a kick out of that. And it's, you know, we have that blessed hope of eternal life, but it's only through Jesus Christ. You know, John 14:6, he himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. All those religions, all those things, and in Hollywood, you got Scientology, you got cults. Cults,
yeah,
galore. You lose count of the cults. And I'd lock horns with him because I don't, and I've lost jobs, but I don't care. Acts 5:29, I need God's approval, not man's. And there were things I would not do in the movies. I gotta confess, I enjoy playing villains, and I've died 25 times in the movies. Yeah. And it's amazing how God had a plan. Even when I was 18, I had 60 scholarships, major universities all over the country. If you watched any bowl games last year, I had scholarships every one of them. And I had I signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And a year and a half later, I was crippled. I butchered my shoulder, 18-inch scar. And I didn't come to California to be an actor or a preacher. Yet I was memorizing scriptures long before, wondering, why am I doing this? I loved the Word. Mm-hmm. And that's what I always encourage. You got to stay in the Word of God. And Jesus is called the Word of God, Revelation 19:13. And people make excuses. How will you find a scripture that applies to your need? I'm busy. So I tell them, so is the devil.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I hate to say it, but sometimes I think the devil is a lot more busy than a lot of Christians.
Oh, totally. He's having a heyday now with his coronavirus. And Revelation 12:12 says the devil's time is short. Mm-hmm. This is not the end times, but it's the prelude to it. And people need to wake up. They need to know about Jesus Christ and salvation. And I've led people to Christ on movie sets. I've led two directors to the Lord. And that's usually a kiss of death, but I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. But, what I notice is that, you've made over 50 movies. You're active in Hollywood, and it seems like it really hasn't tainted you too much. Hollywood. I mean, to say the word, everybody gets the images. I mean, when, Harvey Weinstein, the whole idea. And here you are, a pastor. You've gone to some of the roughest, toughest, nastiest prisons, some of the most dangerous skid rows in the world, and ministered Christ to people. I mean, that's what blew me away so much because, you look at it from the way the world looks at it. They say, well, Mel Novak, he's an actor. He's in Hollywood. He knew Steve McQueen. He's got it made. What is he doing going to Skid Row? That's the way the world would look at this. But there's a different calling for you. There's a different reason why you do those things.
It's amazing because I never drank booze and I never did drugs in my life. God kept me from them. Yet when I was 19 and crippled, baseball, my career gone, scholarships, everything, 97% will turn to drugs or alcohol to numb the pain, medicate the pain, escape. And it's just amazing how God opened those doors. I went to the Union Arrest Commission as a celebrity.
Okay.
Someone told them, hey, this is Mel Novak, because I did a couple of big movies, Black Belt Jones, and Game of Death. And so they invited me for the Easter Sunrise service. And the CEO was watching. I had about 25 street people I was ministering to. And he says, you got to come do a service. I said, sure. Mm-hmm. And that's how all the missions started. And then, remember I told you how God opened up so many doors because I played Stick the Assassin.
Right.
And one of the inmates from LA County Jail, which is the biggest jail in the world, and is very, very violent. He got released, went to the Union Arrest Commission, and he called the chaplain, Mark Maciel, who is a big Bruce Lee fan, and told him, you're not going to believe this, but Stick from the Game of Death is a preacher. That's how I started in prisons.
Wow.
LA County Jail, then we went to Rahway, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Florida, I've been to a lot of states, where the door was open. And I said, I'll go. I was in Pittsburgh preaching, and there was a guy that, was from Washington. He said, hey, Mel, do you ever go to Walla Walla Penitentiary? And my spirit leaped, and I says, no, but I want to. He called his friend up, set that up. And then he was a chaplain. And then he says, have you ever been to Pelican Bay? I says, no, but I want to. I've been to Pelican Bay. That's the worst penitentiary in the country. 12 times. And that opened.
So how do prisoners react to you? They must think, well, here's this movie actor. I got nothing in common with him. I'm doing life. He's, you know, whatever, double life, whatever these guys are. They're in some of the worst penitentiaries in the world. How do they react to you?
God gives me favor. I mean, they pack. I've had 200, 250, 300 in services. A lot of them think I'm going to talk about the movies, and I don't. I preach Christ crucified.
Mm-hmm.
I've ministered in, like, the LA County Jail. The deputy says, we got to lock the door. I'm in there with 30 guys. And the one inmate says, hey, Brother Mel, let me ask you, what happens if someone jumps you? I says, well, I'll rip his eye out, and then I'll repent. And that took care of that situation.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how, I mean, the worst possible circumstance, conditions, or situations some of those inmates are in. You know, one guy in Florida had 999 years in a 99-day sentence. I was able to minister to him and lead him to the Lord. I'm not a screamer. I use probably 150 scriptures in every sermon, and it's always encouraging. I don't judge them. And then they have a choice. I tell them, tomorrow's not promised. Proverbs 27:1. What are you going to do with today? Yeah, you're in prison. There was a guy up in Pelican Bay who, he spent, how many, I think 18 years on death row. And then they sent him to Pelican Bay. And, so when I got up from the, service, I had injured, my L2, 3, 4, and 5. In my spinal column, I did my fights and stunts. I had martial arts, 4 martial arts Hall of Fame awards, 3 Living Legend awards, and I could hardly walk when I was there. I had the pain, and as I preached that service, every one of the inmates prayed a salvation prayer, and they were just all excited. And as I got up to leave, the disc hit a nerve, and I started to go head first for the floor, concrete. And he caught me. And I says, thank you very much. He says, no, thank you, man. I have peace now. I got Jesus. He said, I'll never get out of prison. But I, like you said, I got a destination, and God gave me a promise. Those are the incredible thing. I have a huge bag. I mean, it's so, you know, 6 foot with bag packed with letters from inmates and, with people that received the Lord and are blessed, counseled. That's the reward. I never got a paycheck in my 38 years of ministry, but God takes care of my needs, not my greeds. Philippians 4:19. And, it's an incredible thing to see how, through the Holy Spirit, how the Lord Jesus changes hearts. Because a lot of inmates got bitter, and there's a lot of politics in there. You have, $300,000, $400,000 worth of drugs inside the prison.
Yeah.
And then they make pruno, which they get drunk from. It was an incredible ministry that God gave me.
Yeah, it's incredible. What's your fondest memory from doing prison ministry? What are some of the things that really stick out in your mind when you think back about what you've done?
I think about those inmates who were lost, rejected, abandoned by family, and they go from Dr. Doom to a spirit of joy and praising the Lord. That gives you, it gives me, just, it blesses me. I've seen it over the years, and it's not just 1 or 2 years, you're talking 38 years plus,
mm-hmm.
where God, see, the devil attacks our mind, heart, and emotions. And, when they're in prison, like this one guy from LA County Jail, he was facing 6 life terms without a possibility of prayer. I says, yo, bro, how are you going to handle this? He says, well, I invited Christ in my heart at your teaching, your service. He said, what I'm going to do the first week there, I will think about all the things on the outside. And after that week, I will not bring up anything of the past or the outside, because the mind is the devil's playground.
Mm-hmm.
And you have murderers inside. I led one guy to the Lord who, he was a torpedo at Old Folsom. He killed 22 child molesters in 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And, he never thought he could be forgiven. See, forgiveness is the key to healing. And you got people that never forgave themselves, and I do a sermon on forgiving yourself, because the devil's slick. He's been doing this over 2,000 years, and we have to expose him with scripture and then give the scriptures how to have the victory.
Yes, sir. Continue, please.
Yeah, like, I love Smith Wigglesworth.
You know, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I tell this to the inmates. He said, great faith is the product of great fights. Mm-hmm. We're in a war. 2 Corinthians 10:3, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. That's why in my website, melnovak.com, melnovak.com, I have a prayer, spiritual warfare, arsenal prayer. Over 1 million people have it. And
wow.
It dresses you for the battle against the devil. Ephesians 6:16. Above all, put on your shield of faith to quench every fiery dart. Then the darts become arrows, spears, and missiles. But you better be suited up and booted up, or you will become a POW, prisoner
yes.
of war. And Smith said, great testimonies are the outcome of great tests. We're tested all the time, and we're battling an enemy. And if you're in ministry where you win souls, you better be suited up and booted up, because you're under greater attack than someone who doesn't do anything. And then great triumphs come only out of great trials. You know, I should have died 7 times in my life. I had 28 surgeries, crippled from pro ball. And the wife fuck out of a marriage. I mean, I can go on and on. And it's something that when we overcome the adversities, we become stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Strength comes from our Lord. My daughter, I raised my 2 daughters. I have a wonderful relationship with them. And my daughter Leah's son, Elijah, he had osteosarcoma cancer when he was 17, and an arm broke in half. Then he had chemo, then he had to go for, had 10 nodules on his lungs. He had 2 surgeries there. He's only 19. And she told me 3 days ago, she said, I've had so much adversity and stress with Elijah and going. She says, but my faith has gotten stronger. And she says, I owe it to you. And thank God I led both daughters to the Lord long ago, but I minister all the time, encourage. We got to encourage one another. Discouragement's the devil's most worn-out tool.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, how do you feel about, I know we're going to be going to a break in a couple of minutes, but when I look at what's going on in the world and I look at the current state of the church, the word repentance has become like a four-letter word, and it's like you can't use that word around in proper company because people just get offended by it. But without repentance, you're not going to have revival. You got to have that repentance before you get the other R word, the word revival, to actually, you know, take fire and take hold.
That's so true. I just did a teaching on Omega Man. And the title is Repentance is a Lifelong Exercise or Experience. And we're having a Bible study that I've done 39 years, and that's going to be my first Bible study since the lockdown.
Yeah.
And then we have this governor who's Nancy Pelosi's nephew. He's shutting everything down. But I'm going, we're going to do it. So I told a lady, I do the Bible study at her home. I said, well, they could put me in jail because then I'll preach in there, but I'm not going to shut everything down. They're trying to shut churches and Bible studies. And I mean, it's amazing what's going on. It's all part of the devil's assault.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was created man-made. Virus, and it's become horrible. I just love my friend Marshall Terrell, a great writer. In fact, he wrote two books on Steve McQueen, and his dad just passed away from the virus. His mother's positive. So we have to be prayed up and not no 10-second prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do warfare prayer and know that this is a war. This is the war where the devil wants to take us out. And it's just horrible. And people are hit with the devil's number one tool, fear. Second Timothy 1:7, we don't serve a God of fear. We've got a lot of power to sound mind. And then panic. And fear and faith can't live in the same heart. So these...
And why don't you hold your thought right there, Mel. We will be right back, folks. You're listening to the Call to Decision. My name is Kevin Gallagher. I'm sitting in for Butch tonight. We'll be taking calls after the break. But for now, they got to pay a couple of bills. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Hey, everybody. We are back. You are listening to Call Decision. I am not Butch. I'm Kevin Gallagher. And sitting up here in Yankee land in Connecticut. Got a Connecticut Yankee tonight sitting in for Butch. So don't tell him, okay? And we are sitting here talking with Mel Novak, who is a new friend of mine. Find this guy completely refreshing. And, folks, if you want to talk to Mel, we'll start taking phone calls. The phone number to call is 844-769-2944. Again, that is 844-769-2944. And, you know, during the break, Mel, we were talking about how you enjoy playing villains in movies. And I know that from earlier conversations I've had with you, it was either Bruce Lee or someone along those lines that said that you had a villain's face.
Oh, yeah, that was when Bruce Lee, I met him on a Green Hornet, and he was looking at me. I says, "What? You got a villain's face?" I knew that. Little did he know that I was going to play the villain in his last movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me about the fight scene that's in there between your character Stick and him. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it started 8 at night till 8 in the morning in the rain, and I did all my fight rolling on a concrete, and what was really nice for me was the next day, the cinematographer from London said, "I got to tell you what the Gov said." He called the director, Robert Claus, the Gov. When we finished all that shooting of the fight scene, he said to me, "I'm so glad I brought Mel. He gave me more than I even hoped for."
Mm.
Yeah, because every actor in Hollywood who played villains wanted to play that role.
Now, how did you get the role?
Well, I was working with his first time with director Robert Claus in Black Belt Jones. Mm-hmm. I played a hitman named Blue Eyes, and I had asked him if I could wear my own wardrobe to enhance this character, and he did. And I did my own fight in that because I was learning about I'd hang out with the stuntmen and learn, and two thirds. Through the movie, he said to me, "Mel, I'm going to take you to Hong Kong with me to do the Bruce Lee movie. And be sure to bring some of your suits that are outrageous." And that's how I got the part.
That's excellent.
The executive producer, Raymond Chow, didn't want me. The producer, Andre Morgan, didn't want me. They wanted some name, and I didn't have a name at that time. I do now. And 2 weeks into the shoot, they came on a set and came over to me and shook my hand and said, "We were wrong. You are Stick, we're very happy with you." That I've led so many people to the Lord because of that character.
Yeah.
And in the industry, it's like they call me a legend. I don't pay attention to that stuff. And always play Stick from the Game of Death. And it opened up doors for ministry, for films, for everything. Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we have a caller, Randy in Georgia. How are you tonight?
So far, so good. We recently had our 4th of July. I want to ask you this. Do you think the Founding Fathers would be proud of us as a nation? And more importantly, would a Heavenly Father be?
You know, I don't think that our Founding Fathers would be, because I think Americans have become a bunch of invertebrates. I think we've lost our backbone.
Yeah, we got to increase our prayer time and praise time. And God allowed this. He knew it was going to happen a long time ago. And, you know, I've been to a lot of other countries, and there's nothing like America. I love my country. And there was two people recently from Iran, and they were trashing my country. I said, "Why don't you just go back? We didn't ask you to come here, but you're here, and we're very nice. You have a job. You have this. Don't trash my country." We got to stand against the wiles of the devil. There's no country in the world like ours. And God has, you know, when it rains, I think God's weeping.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I just see what's going on. And I mean, I can give you an example. It's an example that I like to use. And it's like when you go to the airport and you got to go through all the hoop jumping that you have to go through to just get on the plane. It's like, imagine people from like the 1940s or 1950s, if they were being subjected to that. How would they behave to basically being sexually assaulted to get on an airplane?
Yeah, that's...
That's what's
happening. I pity the fool that would try to molest Martha Washington if George was around.
Yep.
You know? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
You know, to put it bluntly, I don't think they would be out celebrating Independence Day. I think they'd be out forming militias and seceding from D.C. just like they seceded from Britain.
Yeah, I think you're right. But unfortunately, Americans, for the most part, have been drugged up and dumbed down. And we need to rediscover, in my opinion, what it is like to be an American and to be an American again. Americans wouldn't just roll over and take it.
No.
I mean, they wouldn't. We're not made like that. You go back and you're referring, caller, to, you know, the Revolutionary War. 3% of the people here at that time, right here where I'm sitting, here I am in the Danbury area of Connecticut. My mom, where she lives, is literally right down the road from the second largest encampment of Revolutionary War soldiers then, and at this place called Putnam Park. And I mean, they chased the British by foot from Connecticut here all the way down to Yorktown, Virginia. These were not guys that you wanted to mess with. And you can even go to the Civil War. In the Revolution, it was Rochambeau whose men were coming in, and they saw the torn, tattered outfits, the guys all bruised and beaten and bloody, walking up. And he looked at those guys, and he knew, you're not going to mess with them, because they saw the look in the eye, and they had the look and eye of a killer. And they knew that these were hardened soldiers. You don't mess with them. And they had their respect, even though they were in just absolute rags. And we've lost that.
I think back to the winter of Valley Forge, and those people in tattered rags, barefoot in the snow, and they would look at us today and said, "I'm going through all this for them."
Exactly. We should be ashamed of ourselves.
Sir, is there anything you wanted to ask me other than what you already did?
Well, the other thing I would just follow up, I think our Heavenly Father, if I look at the list of the seven things that God hates, and then I look at America, and I say, we've hit about all seven of them.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
I don't know, you know what, he doesn't just, you know, I think we're beyond the point of redemption in this country, and I can't see anything to be proud of. Well, we kill our babies in the womb, we call queer marriages good, you know, how can we be proud of that as a country?
Can't. Caller, thank you. And Mel, your reaction?
Which part?
Yeah. Any of it. Any of it.
Well, like I said, God's putting people through tests because people have stopped praying, stopped going to church. You've got cults everywhere.
Yeah.
A cult is an organization that denies the deity of Christ, that denies the Holy Trinity, and denies the Holy Spirit. It's just the devil has brought all this garbage, and people need to stand up and start standing against a while to the devil. But gotta go back to like the old school. Get into the Word of God. Find those scriptures. Start praying for our country, our president, for the some of the people that you don't want to get in there that mm-hmm. that have gotten in offices that about destroyed. And you know, you got people that don't go to church, they don't tithe, and now the same thing with in sports. Sports are like people's God. Well, now there's no sports. There's no this. All there's no mores because they didn't want God in it or everything. You have, I mean, 70 million abortions. It's just, like I say, when it rains, God has to be crying over.
Yeah,
what's
I'll tell
going
you,
on.
Mel, my first Bible teacher, pastor that I had when I was a young whippersnapper, he used to tell me, Kevin, you ain't doing nothing for God unless your picture's hanging in the devil's post office.
Yeah.
I've never forgotten. I mean, it has stayed with me all 30, 40 years. It has stayed with me. And it's like, is my picture hanging in the devil's post office? Am I a wanted man to the devil? Or am I somebody that he just doesn't even know exists? Because if I don't even exist to him, then what the heck am I doing?
I had a chaplain at the L.A. kind of LA Mission, and he was introducing me, and he says, "Y'all know Mel Novak and his 8x10 movie pictures down in hell with Satan wrote underneath, get him,
yeah." Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. You know what I'd like to do? We're hitting about quarter to the hour. I know that you like to do altar calls, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to do that right now.
Oh, yes, please, yeah. It has nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with denominations. They don't save. Jesus Christ saves. And he said, as well as John the Baptist, repent and be saved. Romans 10:9, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that Jesus is the Son of God and is God, die for your sins, you will be saved. And nobody's turned away. 2 Peter 3:9, 1 Timothy 2:4. God wants all to repent. And you may have done this before, you could be backslidden. Yet God in his love, compassion, mercy, and grace gave us 1 John 1:9. That's only for a believer. You confess that sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you that sin, cleanse you of all unrighteousness. You see, he set it all up for us, and now it's a choice. Joel 2:32, Romans 10:13, Acts 2:21, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. It's there for us all. And if you want to receive Jesus or rededicate, repeat this prayer after me, because 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, today's the day of salvation. Now's the appointed time. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. Proverbs 27:1. So you can repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead, I will be saved. I'm doing that now, so I know I am saved now. Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God, that you died for my sins, and 3 days later resurrected. Lord, I ask forgiveness of my sins. I repent of my sins. And I thank you and praise you that I have eternal life here and now, not just when I die, and for your acceptance of me, just as I am, where I am, that my name is written in the book of life. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Who in your mind is the one person that you saw come to Christ that you never thought would?
Well, I can give you probably the one inmate who killed 22 child molesters in 20 years. He would be one. There was another inmate at LA County Jail, and he was really a hard ass. I mean, fighting all the time and stealing. And he was watching me at LA County Jail in a hardcore, high power, super maximum security. And I was ministering to a lot of those guys cell to cell. And when I go into the prisons, I mean, I'm decked out with a great suit, two-ton shoes. Now, in Skid Row, I never do that. And this guy, Ricky, he said, I never saw a chaplain like you. So I talked to him. I don't want Jesus. And I said, I just came from Pelican Bay. And the guy, I led this one guy in Pelican Bay to Christ, and he's been out a year doing wonderful. I even got a part in a movie for him. And I gave him Brady's name. He says, that was my homeboy. We were cellmates. I says, well, it's good enough for Brady. And I never thought Ricky would ever come to the Lord. And when he writes me a letter, he says, I got to tell you, Mel Novak, I respect you and love you, and you really made a difference in my life. But there's so many, thank goodness, that, and I just praise the Lord. I just keep praising the Lord because He drew them, and the Holy Spirit always. I don't do nothing aside from the Holy Ghost. He teaches me what to say in Luke 12:12, and I look back last week thinking about all the services I did, between 10 and 11,000 services.
Wow.
In different parts. I was in Belfast, Ireland. I did 34 services in 16 days.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Wow.
So God took me on an incredible adventure, and I had to be broken. I had things taken from me. I loved baseball, and that was taken away. But yet he had his hand on me. He had a plan and purpose in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts and plans I have toward you, peace, not of evil, give you a future and a hope. But that doesn't work unless you look at verse 13. You will find me when you seek me with all of your heart.
Yes, sir.
The devil attacks the mind, heart, and emotions.
Yeah, it's truly amazing from talking with you and learning more about who you are and what you've been doing. It just blows me away. And I'm like, wow, compared to Mel, I haven't done anything, you know, but. You know, tell me about your time ministering to people on Skid Row around the world. What are some of the stories you can give us with that, with the time that we have left?
Well, that was it's a very difficult ministry on Skid Row. You have people who are addicted to drugs, alcohol, they're broken, rejected, abandoned. You have those low-life pimps who get a girl hooked on heroin and they put her out for prostitution. You got every drug in the world, and that's what you're battling. That's Satan's domain. But they're also God's treasures out of darkness in Skid Row and in prisons. I mean, if you have 200 years sentence, they lost hope. Hopelessness is the most devastating emotion in the world. And I bring hope. I bring love. I don't ever judge anybody. I have no rights to do that anyway. And Skid Row, I've done services there. You know, sometimes a fight will break out, and you see people who need to be in a hospital. Their minds are gone. It just, there are times I've come home and cried. I just sat down being grateful to God he kept me from drugs and alcohol. And then where he put me, and the people love me there. They love me. I fractured a pelvis, I think back in, October. I just did a service at the Fred Jordan Mission. It was my favorite mission. And, that was just a really hard time. So when I got better and I went back to Skid Row, and I always went early in case somebody needed prayer. And I had a whole bunch of the elderly black brothers came and hugged me and said, "Man, we prayed for you." I mean, just very touching. It's just, I don't know how some people get to a point, and it's all over. Homeless. I know there's a lot of choices, but still, it's a hard place. And I lasted 38 years, which is another miracle. I've had a lot of miracles in my life. And
you know what? We got just a couple minutes left. Tell people a little bit about your website and things like that, how they can interact with you.
Oh, yeah. I'd encourage you, it's www.melnovak, N like North, melnovak.com. And please download that Arsenal Warfare prayer and pray it daily. And the ones like, I've been getting a lot of people who have cancers, you pray it twice a day. And people who are in ministry, heavy ministry, I have an after-ministry prayer that's all scriptural. It's very powerful. And, you know, it just comes with a fact. And if you're in ministry, you better be suited up and booted up. You better be, because the devil's going to come at you. Mm-hmm. It's a constant thing. My website or my email is nails, N-A-I-L-S. 007. I almost got to play James Bond once. It didn't work. I thought the devil shot me down. And this Jewish girl, my Bible study, Jew for Christ.
Yes.
Oh, that wasn't the devil. That was God. What are you talking about? She was right. She said, "You had been gone 2 years, and you usually lead 500 to 5,000 to Christ every year. God wasn't going to let that happen."
Yep.
It's nails 007 at netzero.net.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
It's just been a pleasure spending the last hour with you. And, you know, one thing I know is, it's sometimes not easy to do the walk with Christ. It's sometimes very difficult. Sometimes it can bring great joy. We just have to be faithful. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I have to keep going back to it. I've just noticed it so much because people that I talk to, Mel, they all wonder, well, you know, we're hearing about how there's supposed to be some great outpouring and, you know, a great revival that's supposed to be hitting. But you know what? Nobody wants to repent. And before we're going to see any of that, we've got to see the repentance.
That's exactly right. I mean, you're right on. Did you get that show I did for you on repentance?
Yes, sir. And they can hear your show on the Truth Be Told Radio Network, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's on Wednesdays. So they can hear that.
4 p.m. Pacific.
4 p.m. Pacific, which is 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and you can hear Mel Novak's show, Stick with Jesus. He's known as Stick the Assassin when he's acting, is the role that you will know him for. And the name of the show is Stick with Jesus. It's got kind of a, you know, double entendre going on there. It's pretty fun. But what are some of the things that you talk about on your show?
Well, I did one of the that was one of my teachings on repentance. I did one, it'll be too late after we're gone, because today's the day of salvation, now's the appointed time. I've done, the day of the Lord is approaching fast, mm-hmm. and I use a lot of scriptures in every teaching that I do.
Yes, you do.
And, on forgiveness, these are all encouraging and edifying, all to the glory, you know, of Jesus Christ. I have several others that are ready if I can get that Audacity back online.
I'll call you later. We'll get that thing figured out. So not a big deal. But, Mel, any final thoughts?
No, just I could use prayer. I've been living with very bad pain from that movie fight. I got 4 discs that are severe canal stenosis, and walking and standing is very difficult. So I know there's a lot of prayer warriors, and just lift me up. I need a miracle, and I've had more miracles in my life than I deserve, but I'd appreciate prayer.
We pray for you all the time, and folks, prayer is very powerful. I don't think we a lot of times realize how powerful prayer is.
More powerful than an atomic bomb.
Yeah, it's truly amazing what can happen. Mel Novak, thank you so much for joining us here tonight. I'm Kevin Gallagher, sitting in for Butch Paul. You've been listening to Call to Decision. I know Butch, hopefully the show, I know, I don't know if Butch is back on Monday, but the show will be. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.